This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's jam-packed. Here's what we have. I have a moral dilemma. I'm going to get into that here in just a moment. Just give me a moment. I'll get into that. Someone else has a question about dealing with a child who may be confused about how they identify and whatnot, and I'm going to go over some things there. We have your phone calls about, remember, all this bad news, we're doing one of those things. I've done them before. Tell me something you're grateful for. Big, small, I don't care. Let's put a smile on our faces tonight. But before we get to any of that stuff, I want to do this. Do you remember when Jen Psaki was there? You know, the redhead, the demon child, the soulless ginger. And Jen Psaki, when she was there, she would lie all day long. She would lie with little effort. It was very easy for her. And most people said, oh, she sucks. Jen Psaki's terrible at this job. She's awful. And what did I say? On top of her having no soul, what did I say? I said she's outstanding at her job. Jen Psaki's job is to lie. When you're the face, when you're the public face and the public mouth, although I guess Dome would probably be the public mouth, but either way, when you're the public face and public mouth of a corrupt, dishonest regime, then dishonesty is your mission statement. If you had a press secretary, no, I understand you wouldn't want your press secretary lying. I get that. But this isn't you. Joe Biden's administration is packed full of communists who are trying to destroy America. They're succeeding, doing very well. Jen Psaki's job every day is to stand up and lie about that. And she was excellent at it. People said she was bad. She was excellent at her job. You want to hear what bad at that job sounds like? Allow me to point to the new diversity hire, Jean-Pierre, Corinne Jean-Pierre. But from now on, we're just going to call her Corinne Diversity Hire because that's what she is. And I'm about to play for you something. I think it's about 30 seconds long. This is why diversity is our strength is such a lie. And you should never, ever, ever hire for diversity, ever. Only hire for ability. Otherwise, you end up with a press secretary who sounds like she didn't study for her chemistry test.
So first, what is the latest update the White House has received on the current infant formula situation across the country?
Yeah, let me see if I have anything new for you on that.
I know you can't see this. Don't worry. I just paused it. She's not doing that thing where she's thinking about it. She is actually flipping through. You can hear it a little bit, the papers and stuff. She's flipping through this big binder that's in front of her. She not only doesn't know the answer in front of everybody, she's flipping through the binder. You were just asked about the fact babies are going hungry in America. What's the administration's response?
I think it's been a couple of days since we have been asked that question.
Today, Junior?
I actually cut her off early. Not everyone can lie with ease. Not everyone is as good of a liar as Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki was better at her job than you gave her credit for. Now, we don't like her. I'm not saying that's a good thing. You don't want to lie with ease, but she was better at her job than you gave her credit for. All right, I have a little moral dilemma, and then we'll get to your phones, something you're grateful for. So here's the situation in our building here. They built us this new fancy studio, and granted, there's no air conditioning today, and I'm about to die of heat stroke, but it's fine. No, seriously, we're fine. They built us this new fancy studio, and it's all great, and life's good. But there are a bunch of other different businesses of different kinds in this building. We don't own the building just yet, Chris. I want to own one so I can have Kelly on the building, Chris. It's just for vanity. And if we do it, Chris, I'm going to have the building, like the side of it, be all glass and have my face on the glass. Gigantic on the... Yes, I am. It's going to be hilarious. Anyway. In our building, there's an office on our floor. There are several offices on our floor, but one of them in particular has a door and a huge window that leads into the break room, into their break room. They have a big kitchen. Everyone has a kitchen. We have a kitchen. Of course, we have all the necessities here, cheese sticks and Jim Beam and everything else. Don't worry about us. But they have this big kitchen break room. I don't know what this company does for a living or how much money they make, but it has to be a lot because there are two things about this company, and this is what's giving me a moral dilemma. One, this is an important part. This is an important part. One, there are tons and tons of new people in there every day. I'm sure it's some kind of training system, something, but yeah, there are obviously the regulars and people that you notice, but tons of new people in there every day. I can't stress this enough. New people there every day. And two, life must be good. Whatever business they're in, if they fire me, and I think we all know that's probably going to happen, if they fire me, I'm going into that business because they cater the most delicious looking food and it's laid out right there for everyone who works in the building to see. Chris knows what I'm talking about. Chris is laughing. He knows what I'm talking about. It's laid out right there beside you. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't walk from our studio to the bathroom without looking. And I mean, every day we're talking. I think yesterday it was fajitas and they had the queso out there and whatnot. And just now I just walked by Popeye's chicken. And I can't stress this enough. I'm not talking about a little bag or a little box. There's vats of the stuff, just vats of it. It looks like they're feeding 100 people. Here's my question. How hard would it be? Now, hear me out, Chris. Don't be such a square. Hear me out. How hard would it be to walk in there? Confidence is everything. Hey, Tina, how you been? Peter, you catch the game on Sunday? And just walk to the kitchen, make a little plate of some Popeye's chicken, and leave. The door's unlocked too, Chris? Oh, no, that made everything so much worse. What's one plate of chicken? I love chicken. I'll eat it right here. You can watch me eat it on the simulcast. TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. I'm tempted, okay? I have temptations. Don't put fried chicken and Cajun fries in front of me and then ask me to stand up to those. God knows I'm only so strong. I apologize, Lord. I'm cracking over here. I think I can do this. Rob and Virginia, what are you grateful for?
Hello?
Rob, go, boss. Chris, the phone's broken. The phones are broken. I feel like he's still on the line. Rob, if you're still on the line, call back. Chris screwed it up, I'm sure. All right, Bjorn in Colorado, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, Jesse.
Oh, how about that? Yes! What are you grateful for, Bjorn?
I'm grateful as a veteran to have had the opportunity to serve my country.
That's a pretty daggone good one right there. What a privilege it was, huh? Jason in Washington, what are you grateful for?
Hey, Jesse, we've been under a drought here in eastern Washington for about 14 years, and it's been raining cats and dogs for the last 3 months. Broke our drought.
That is awesome. And I'll tell you one thing. Remember, I lived in Montana for most of my life, really. Well, I don't know if that even counts as most of my life anymore. When I was 10, folks packed us up and moved us from Ohio out to Montana. Bozeman, Montana, to be specific. And unless you live in the Rockies, I know we have a ton of listeners in eastern Washington and Denver and actually Montana. We have a bunch of people in the Rockies, but understand a lot of people don't know about the Rockies. Unless you're up there, you do not understand how bad of a problem drought is in the Rockies because you don't associate that with the mountains, right? When you think of droughts, you think of farmland or it's going to create a dust bowl. Here's what happens. My folks are still up there. Every single year, they actually, no matter how much snow they get, and they always get some, and no matter how much rain they get, they don't get quite enough to prevent drought conditions. And then you have all that dead pine and all the stuff up there. They have forest fires every single summer, and they kill people, and they wreck property, and it's smoky. Like there are times up in Montana, we've gone up there, and it happened all the time when I lived up there, where there'd be so many wildfires up in the Rockies that this is a little gross. This is probably too gross. You would have, your boogers were black, okay? I don't have a better way to put it. You have black boogers. Chris, is there a better way I should have put that? Yeah, that's what it was. So it was that bad up there. Well, it was extra bad this year, and extra bad, and extra bad, and extra bad. And now, I don't know how many days now, they've just been getting slaughtered with rain. Absolutely slaughtered. Now, granted, there's flooding and property damage because they got too much. It was one of those things, it was just too much at one time. Like the survivors of one of the atom bombs. It was too much at one time and it's killing them. But still, they needed that daggone water up there. They needed it bad. All right, we're going to get to more of these. Tell me what you're grateful for. We have to count our blessings when things suck. And man, look at your 401k. Things suck. Now, I want you to listen to something for me real quick. You hear the sound of my voice? You hear what my voice sounds like? I want you to listen to this.
And we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting.
This is my voice. This is my voice. This is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's voice.
Or for sport shooting in Canada, and there are lots of gun owners, and they're mostly respecting and law-abiding. But you can't...
Do you want to sound like me or Justin Trudeau? That's what low testosterone sounds like. It's not just the man boobs and you're tired all the time and no energy and stuff like that. That's what low testosterone sounds like. Buy some chalk. C-H-O-Q. Not chemicals, not medical, no pharmaceutical filth, all natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing, and the guys who run Chalk are the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the business world. They have a male vitality stack, a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I've been on this stuff for 6 months. Daggone. Go to chok.com. And the promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the whole store. Allow me to encourage you to shop a little bit. I get the Male Vitality Stack. I always have that. I take that every day. They have endless options for natural herbal supplements. We have the cocoa powder. I think it's called Lit. The wife puts it in our healthy smoothies. This is the place. Let's get stronger, better, healthier. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's gonna be a showdown.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. If you miss Medal of Honor Monday or you miss Blake Masters or any other part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to some more culture stuff here in just a second. Ron, go.
Yes.
Ron, hello? You're failing. Go ahead, Ron. Go.
Jesse, I am grateful for someone like yourself. I'm an immigrant in this country and enjoy listening to the truth and the talk radio and the common sense and knowing that we're not alone.
You know, there's incredible value in that. And remember, I'm the one who doesn't like events. I don't get anxiety or anything like that at them. I'm not nervous about them. I just look at it in my own world. When I'm done doing this, I like to go watch a documentary, read a book. Shut up, Chris. I'm not an event guy. Go to events now and then, even if you're not an event person, to remind yourself you're not alone. Listen to a show. It doesn't have to be this show. Obviously, we prefer it is, but whatever. Listen to anything to remind you you're not alone. You're not alone. You know, and I'll get back to these calls here in just a second. Actually, there's some couple really, really good ones on there I'm going to get to, but 877-377-4373. Tell me what you're grateful for. But speaking of not alone... One of the things that I find frustrating out there right now, and I'm sure you probably do too, is how many people actually agree with me on all these critical issues of the day, yet they remain silent at best, and at worst, they say things they know are lies just so they don't catch heat from parts of society. How much of this have you seen with the LGBTQ Air Force stuff? It's everywhere, right? Remember that dude for Penn who just helicoptered his way across the pool and dominated all the women? And every girl in the locker room, apparently he was swinging it around in there. So every girl in the locker room knows that's wrong. They know it's a dude. They know that's perverted. It's inappropriate. It should never happen. Nobody, not one, organized a protest or a boycott. Nobody, while the season was going on, put their name on any kind of an article. There were a couple little anonymous things here and there. And yet, not just the women on the team, the parents on the team, every person who attends the university, everybody watching on television, everyone knows that's wrong. Everyone can see. Everyone knows. They can see. That's a dude.
I'm Leah Thomas for the women's swimming team.
Everyone knows that's a dude. Everyone does. And yet so few people speak up. They don't speak up. And this is because culture, I mean, so much of our culture, remember we talk about how a culture is just what you incentivize versus what you disincentivize? Remember, people don't change. People are today what they were 1,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago. People just get more comfortable saying this and less comfortable saying that, depending on which society they're in. Remember my gladiator theory? I haven't told it in forever, so I'm going to tell it again right now. You know the ancient Roman gladiatorial games. Now, automatically, I know you know what those are, so I'm not going to insult your intelligence, but understand there were generally three different parts to them. And this got much more complicated, but there were generally three different parts to them. There was the execution of prisoners. Oftentimes that involved, remember, this is in front of a crowd. This is the crowd's gathered for this. They watch prisoners be tortured, watch them be killed. They watch the prisoners be eaten by animals. Then, well, I don't know about then, the orders were different, but there's another part where the humans fought animals. Now, we're going to set aside how really freaking cool that was, but imagine you're a dude with a spear. There's a rhino trying to kill you. You have to survive. And that it is real. Surprise, surprise. Those guys actually had the lowest life expectancy. The ones who had to take on Amos. Yes, Chris, that's true. And then after that was done, the men killed each other. Now you look at that and you think to yourself, man, what kind of bloodlust, barbaric society is that? I could never. But let me tell you something. What I'm about to tell you is 100% true. If today, let's say I hit the lottery, I decide I'm bringing back the gladiator games. And let's say it's legal, right? I somehow find a loophole, it's legal. I'm doing it in some big football stadium right here in America. Pay-per-view event. I want you to picture in your mind what the outrage would be. The level of outrage. Dead animals, dead people. We're killing prisoners, torturing people. I'm taking a gladiator game and I'm putting it right here in America. Picture what the outrage would be between animal rights groups and human rights groups, international outrage. The media would kill you every day for putting on the event, and you're a monster and you're a demon, and the saturation would be endless in this society that this is the most evil event ever. So if they did all that, and the day before the event, they went around to the average man and woman on the street and they asked them, they stuck a camera in their face and they said, are you going to watch Jesse's gladiatorial games, that monster? You wouldn't find one person in this country who would step up and say, oh yeah, I can't wait. Not one. Because societal pressures would have silenced everyone. And the next day, when the event was on, it would shatter every pay-per-view record there has ever been comfortably. Comfortably. It would shatter every record. That's the problem now. There's so much noise from the communists because they control such vast swaths of society now that they have the ability to silence everyone who isn't as strong as you. And sadly, most of the country isn't as strong as you. They don't want to sit down and listen to this and figure out how the communist thinks and work through the details and what are the issues of the day. They don't. They just want to kind of go along and take my kids to school. That's the problem. That's what we're in right now. All right. We are going to take more of these what are you grateful for phone calls. There's no question about that. I'm going to talk about we have communist terrorists in the country. I still have to read some of these food processing plants being destroyed. That and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. I told you it was going to be a fun night, didn't it? Hang on. Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the ever. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to talk about what you're grateful for on top of food plants burning. Seth in St. Louis, what are you grateful for?
You know, Jesse, I'm grateful that you bought a midlife crisis car, but I'd be more grateful if you tell me what it is.
It's driving poor Seth crazy. I love it. Steven in Spokane, what are you grateful for?
Hey, I'm grateful for my favorite crayon eater, Jesse Kelly, but no, I'm grateful for my Guyanese wife who came from a communist country, saw what it is and sees what's coming here, but also still decides to raise my twin girls up in a traditional manner. She's a stay-at-home wife, and Blake is right. we can't raise a family on one income anymore. It's crap, but this is America.
How about that? I'm glad you got yourself a good woman, brother. That's a good thing. Marsha in Long Island, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for comedians, but especially Tom Papa. And I was wondering if you think there's any connection between the low testosterone and the smaller packages.
Marsha, that's enough. It's a family show. I'm ashamed. Leonardo, New Jersey, go.
Sombrero, Reverend Jesse, handsome Marco Kelly. Listen to the Pravda Committee. And I heard that backstabbing, corrupt, communist swamp creature, Bill Barr. I'm so very grateful I'm not him. I'd have to kill myself.
Bill Barr, not happy with the people. Lorraine in Jersey, go. Lorraine's not there anymore. Lorraine, goodbye. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
That's Big Kelly. Always pick me up at the wrong time. I'm multitasking. But anyway, listen, I'm grateful. We're trying to sell our house because things don't look good, and I'm hoping to make a couple bucks and buy some cash. My wife and my son, we're cleaning up, and we have an oil barrel laying on its side with the top, you know, cut, a hole cut in it. And so they were burning stuff, and my wife lost her balance, and she fell against it. And my son calls me and says, Dad, Mom fell into the burn barrel, but she actually fell against it. She burned the palm of her left hand. She burned her thigh, but it could have been a whole hell of a lot worse. So I'm grateful for that.
It sure could have. Amen. I'm glad she's okay, man. A thigh and a palm ain't the end of the world. It hurts, but it ain't the end of the world. We'll take that. Steve in Eastern Washington, what are you grateful for?
Yes, I assume you said Steve. I'm grateful for growing up with the greatest men that walked this earth. My uncle was a B-17 pilot, flew 35 missions over the English Channel and came home and told us about it. I'm also grateful for meeting a lovely lady 2 years ago, and we've getting through this mess together. And I'm grateful that dinner is Swiss steak tonight.
Amen. Amen on all three of those. You know, and I'll get to these burning food processing plants and stuff like that in a second. And I'll take a few more of these, 877-377-4373. Those B-17 guys, half those guys didn't come back, man. Half. Wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around how dangerous these missions were. The guys who flew the big B-17 flying fortresses, and they flew them from England over Germany, or over Europe, really. More guys died in the 8th Air Force. That was the one who was handling those things. More guys died in the 8th Air Force than U.S. Marines died in the Pacific fighting the Japanese. That's how insane it was. When you read their stories, it was just crazy. They'd go on these gigantic missions. And honestly, it's an older movie, but the movie Memphis Belle, I think, depicts this pretty well. Pretty good movie. But you go in these gigantic formations, and it was just crazy because, you know, you have fighter escorts as long as they have enough fuel. Eventually, you may lose them, but then the Germans are sending up their fighters after you. But then they have all the anti-aircraft weapons that shoot up. And what they do, they're not necessarily trying to hit the plane. Now, they take it in the plane. But since they're way down on the ground and you're flying so high up, they basically rigged up a system to where they're firing flak shells that they're set to go off at a certain altitude. So I don't have to hit your plane. I'm basically shooting a bomb up into the sky. And when it gets to a certain level, it explodes and it blows shrapnel all over the place. And it was just the cold, the insanity. It's just these guys, man, those B-17 Flying Fortress guys, all of them crazy brave. Crazy brave. That's some very cool stuff. 877-377-4373. All right. I told you I watched and I waited on the food processing plants, but we're now over 90. Over 90. I'm just going to read a few because there are over 95 of these. You can go read them yourself. They're all online. 1/11/21, that's January 11th, fire destroyed a 75,000 square foot food processing plant in Fayetteville. On April 30th, a fire at Smith Food Pork Processing Plant in Illinois. On July 25th, a three-alarm fire at Kellogg Plant in Memphis. On 5 days later, July 30th, this is from 2021, firefighters on Friday battled a large fire at Tyson's River Valley Ingredients. And I could skip on and on and on. A woman is in custody after a fire at the Grand County Food Pantry. Chris, Fellas, maybe we can do some digging into that woman. November 15th, 2021, a woman is in custody after a fire at a food pantry. Who is this woman? What are her political connections? Is something going on here? Because if I was to sit and read every one of these food processing things that have got caught on fire, 4/15/2022, 1,380,500 chickens are destroyed at an egg farm in Lancaster. Chickens destroyed, turkeys, chickens, food processing plant. I'm just going down the list. Who's attacking our food? I'm sorry, I waited. I watched. I'm not making accusations, whether it's foreign, domestic, freaking government. I mean, I don't know. Who's attacking our food? Who's attacking our ability to feed ourselves? Why are they attacking it? You don't have 95 incidents at critical food places over the course of 2 years without a reason. All right, they didn't all of a sudden lose their fire extinguishers. Something's happening. I want to know what's happening, and I don't have the answer for you, but I know this. Something's happening. Did you know pro-abortion terrorists firebombed an Oregon pregnancy center? This is now New York. This is happening in Florida. This is happening in Oregon. This is happening in Wisconsin. Did you know the communist street terrorists are firebombing pro-life areas? Didn't know that, did you? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I distract you from January 6th? Maybe I should talk about how great everything is.
The job market is the strongest it's been since World War II, notwithstanding the inflation. We added another 390,000 jobs last month, 8,700,000 new jobs since I took office. An all-time record, never that many jobs in that period of time.
Everything's fine. What are you complaining about? Just fill up your car with gas, peasant. Junior in Long Island, New York, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for this guy who left an envelope of money in his midlife crisis car in Houston.
You're not a nice person, Junior. You know what? That's not nice. That's not very nice at all. All right? It was a stupid thing. I got followed from the bank. Daggone it. I called the cops today, too, Chris. I called the cops to see if there was any kind of an update on if they caught the guy. Don't shake your head. I didn't get a call back. I feel like they're going to get him. The criminal mastermind drove a Toyota Camry in broad daylight in front of everybody. He's got to be on 1,000 different cameras. What? I know, but I'm sure they have a license plate. Now, you know these cars have these identifying things on them, Chris. They're called license plates, idiot. You don't know that he swapped it. Dang it, he totally swapped it. Crap. Dennis in San Diego, go.
Hey, I'm pulling out of a parking lot. Who's in front of me walking across the driveway is a sightless person with his dog. And I really felt sorry. Passed me by. I'm driving home, thinking about this poor gentleman. And all of a sudden, a tune comes on the radio called Blinded by the Light. You've heard that tune, I assume. So I'm listening to the tune, riding home. Come home that night, go to bed, wake up in the morning. I can't see out of one eye. Completely blind. Out of one eye. 6 months it lasted. I finally had surgery. It was fixed. And all of a sudden, I could see now better from that eye than I ever did before.
How about that for feeling grateful? How about that for feeling grateful? All right. One more of these. We'll do one more segment of these. 877-377-4373. Headlines I didn't get to. And then we're checking out. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to headlines I didn't get to, and there's a stack of them right now, we're going to motor through these calls, so get right to them, all right? Jim in Deer Park, go.
Hi, Jesse. I'm thankful I just got back from a 3-day rifle course with Haley Strategic. Now I'm more prepared to protect my family if and when the time ever comes.
Amen. Practice, 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 practice. We all have to practice. Eric in Jersey. Go, boss.
stage 3 cancer, Jesse. I've survived a year so far, and I'm grateful for every single day, good, bad, and indifferent. It's given me a new outlook on life, and I'm happy just to be alive. So
every day above ground is a good day, my brother. God bless you. I appreciate you. Lorraine in Jersey, go. I think we're having a problem with the headphones, Chris. I think that I'm clicking on them more before they hear me. Lorraine's on the line right now. She doesn't know, but it's just deafening silence. Lorraine in Jersey, go. Guess not. Aaron in Virginia, go. Okay, we're done with those for the night.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Evergy to take control of some thermostats on Monday. Hold on. I'm sorry. What? Going to take control of the thermostats? You didn't think that they were going to destroy the energy industry and then just have everyone be out of power right away, right? No, of course, they're going to regulate you. They're going to step in. Remember, all the people who run our culture and all the world cultures, they think you're the problem. They're not going to look at themselves and look in the mirror and get some more coal. They're looking at you and your consumption, peasant. You're the problem. They're coming. Dog sets home on fire after turning on the stove. I wish I'd never read that, but I do take heart in the fact that my dog, while I do love him, is way too stupid to ever figure that out. Pixar movie Lightyear will, the same-sex couple movie, the new Pixar movie Lightyear, it will not play in 14 countries. Yes, 14 countries who are actually interested in preserving some semblance of a decent culture will not play movies that spit in the face of that culture. Our country, on the other hand, is completely suicidal. We will play it. The question is, are you going to spend your money to go see it? Going to take your kids to the new lesbo movie? Enjoy that? Taxpayers to foot the bill for terrorist sex changes. Yes, you heard that right. I don't think I need to elaborate. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock blames pandemic for racism for his brother's drug conviction. Pandemic of racism, I'm sorry. Yes, it's always those daggone racists who are causing people to commit crimes. FDA faces backlash after a proposed ban on flavored cigarettes. This one kind of went under the radar, but really not the most genius political move. The FDA just tried to ban menthol cigarettes. You guys are trying to turn out the black vote. Now's not the time to ban menthol cigarettes, fellas. Scientists want to change the name of monkeypox to make it non-discriminatory and non-stigmatizing. What? Alligator wasn't driving during the car chase, the Michigan police say. Okay, well, that's a relief. Millions of immigration files stored in caves delaying citizenship applications. Good grief. We have such a, you know, on top of all the illegal immigration problems, we have such a stupid, absurd legal immigration process in this country. When you talk to the people who have gone through a legal immigration process, and they're patriots, and they're here, and they're working, and they're paying taxes, and they're good citizens, and they love the country, and you hear the stories from them of the hoops they have to go through, it sounds like a nightmare. Now, I have no problem with someone having to work to become a citizen in the greatest country in the world, but we put these people through hell. New study estimates 1.6 million in the United States identify as transgender. Yes, we're definitely going a very healthy way in our society. The feds will raise rates in the week ahead, but what Chair Powell says may matter most. Yeah, they're going to continue to slaughter us with interest rates as inflation goes up. This is the problem. The only way to stop inflation is to raise interest rates. But remember, you keep raising interest rates, it can grind your economy to a stall or to a complete stop if you're really, really unlucky, and can force you into a recession. They're going to have to cause a recession to stop what's coming. How crazy is that? Golly. You know what? Hey, that's a perfect segue. Let's all try to focus on saving a little money going forward.
I mean, I talk to you about Pure Talk a lot because of values and because they share your values, and your cell phone carrier doesn't, but Pure Talk does. I should probably bring up more. The average family saves over $900 a year. Hey, that doesn't solve the problem of inflation, which is costing the average family $5,000 a year, but it's dang close. I mean, it's at least a fifth of it. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes less than 10 minutes. Man, keep your phone. Keep your number or get a new phone. They have the brand new iPhones and Androids and everything else. But switch. Save money and stop funding people who hate you. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. So that's even more money you save. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? All right, continuing on. 31 members of the White Nationalist Patriot Front arrested near an Idaho Pride parade. Oh, yeah, sure. For some reason, call it a guess. Call me crazy. I don't think we're ever going to really get a lot of news stories about these guys the way you'd think. They'll keep reporting on Patriot Front, but these guys in particular, we're not going to find out about them. I mean, I guess we could probably get them pictured again if we just set up and took pictures of everyone going into FBI headquarters. Americans will spend more on mezcal and tequila this year than whiskey. I actually don't know what mezcal is. I do know this. It sounds really cool. It sounds like something John Wayne would order in one of those old westerns. What, Michael? Michael, I don't need you to guess, okay? If you don't know, there's nothing wrong with saying I don't know. I can guess about things. What is it? Agave? I've never met him. Who is it? No, I'm kidding. I know that's some kind of food. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Go download the podcast. You want to watch me do it? Go to thefirsttv.com/jesse. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.